Blog Talk Radio.
We need, and it begins, the sound of violin, the song of birds high on the wing. You taught my heart to sing.
Hello, I'm jazz vocalist and educator Shirley Crabb. Do you love great jazz conversation? Join veteran broadcaster and host Miss Bridget on Coffee Talk Radio for good coffee and great chat. As women in jazz, we are elegant musicians, prolific composers and arrangers, and we've established ourselves as the primary voices of our generation. Our various contributions to jazz are remarkable. You'll meet irresistible performers blessed with uncanny instrumental skills. You'll enjoy recording artists with multilingual voices selling out stadiums and venues around the globe. Be sure to visit my website at www.shirleycrabb.com and follow me on Twitter at Shirley's Jazz. And be sure to visit the official Coffee Talk Jazz website at www.coffeetalkjazzradio.com.
You taught my heart to sing. Yeah, you taught my heart to sing. Ooh, yeah, you taught my heart to sing. You taught my
heart. Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to Coffee Talk Jazz Radio Live Sunday Edition. Boy, do we have a power-packed show for you, and I cannot wait to introduce this afternoon's guest. She is amazing, but before we get to our guest, we're going to have some gift giveaways, which you can win if you don't call in. Our show's call-in number is 515-605-9704. We're going to be celebrating birthdays, this day in jazz, and so much more. Now, I'd like to introduce this afternoon's guest. Her name is Rose Millette. She was born in Chicago, Illinois. She is an actress, a song stylist, a vocalist. She's gorgeous. She's sassy. She's classy. We're going to get into her whole background. I'd like to welcome the newest member to the Coffee Talk Jazz family. Rose is in the virtual building. Hey, hey now.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm so excited about all of this. I can't tell you.
Good. I'm super excited. But before we even get into your background, I have to let everybody know, you guys, the time has changed. Some people forgot, and if my sister hadn't told me, I would have forgotten, but I have digital clock, so my manual clock says 4 o'clock, but my digital clock says 5 o'clock, so I see all the folks that are logging in. So, Rose, before we get to your background, your history, I got to tell you who's actually logging on. So, hey, we see our friends from New York have logged on. So, Yonkers, New York, hello, 210 people from Yonkers. Albany, New York, 325 people from Albany, New York. Utica, New York, 365 from Utica. Buffalo, New York, 1,280. Hello, hello. Buffalo, New Yorkers are always bringing it big time to the Coffee Talk platform. Kelsey and Cambria in Boston. Franklin, Massachusetts. We have, let's see here, California. Okay, big show. Sacramento, California, hello, hello. San Diego, we see you. San Francisco, what's good? Santa Barbara, what y'all doing in Santa Barbara today? Bakersfield, Fresno, San Jose, Anaheim, California, Palm Springs, hey, your neck of the woods. And we've got Modesto. You guys, welcome to the Coffee Talk Jazz Party. Now, I want to get into the genesis of your background. So you begin singing in elementary school as part of a school chorus, and then your family relocated to Los Angeles. And at the age of 16, wow, you really knew you had a gift pretty early. At the age of 16, you formed an R&B singing group with three girls. Tell us about that.
Yes. In junior high school, I was singing with three friends. They were sisters. And we were discovered by R&B singing group Sam and Dave. They were friends of the family of the sisters. So they suggested that we go to Capitol Records and sing a duo, which we did. And while we were in the studio, there was also Lou Rawls and Martha Reeves of the Vandellas.
Wow.
And they really liked what we did, and they encouraged us, and we were offered a contract to sing. Well, the sisters, they took this information to their mother, and she was really all excited and approved. Well, I, on the other hand, I took this information to my mother. She then took it to my pastor, for which I was singing in the junior choir at the time, and his response was, "You either have to sing for the Lord or the devil." Well, the Lord won. So that was the end of that journey. So I respected my mother's and my pastor's wishes.
Wow. When you said that, it reminded me, do you remember the movie The Fighting Temptations?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, in the movie, when you said that, you took me back to the seminal moment in time where I think Faith Evans, the R&B soul singer, she had a little boy, and she was like an R&B blues singer. She wanted to sing in the choir, and they were saying, well, you know, you can't sing the devil's music and, you know, be in church. And it was like, but singing is singing, and I believe that most amazing and impactful singers come out of the church. Would you agree with that?
I do, you know, a lot, but of course it's not exclusive. But a lot
right,
of
exactly.
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, for those of you guys who don't know, let me just educate you. So, Capitol Records is located here, you know, in Los Angeles. It is well known. It's also known as Capitol Records Tower, 13-story building in Hollywood, where the Who's Who have gone to that famous address, 1750 Vine in Los Angeles, and have recorded like some mega hits and won Grammy. So just the thought of you being in that building at such a young age, I mean, I feel like I should get a virtual autograph. I'm just saying.
You know, I appreciate that because I may have, over these many years, have lost the real appreciation for what was happening in that moment.
Oh, my goodness. What really excites me about you is you're really multifaceted as an actress. We're going to get into that. As a, I call you a song stylist because I've heard you sing in just a variety of different kinds of jazz music. And what I love about your voice is you have that old speakeasy kind of jazz where you've got the kind of voice that reminds me of like on a Friday night. Used in L.A., you know, the weekend starts on Thursday. And I remember the good old days when we would get dressed up to go out to decompress, to listen to some great music. And that's really what your music reminds me of, where it relaxes you, it soothes you, and it takes you, like, to a different place and time. Have you heard that before?
I have not, and thank you so very much. That's a wonderful compliment. Gosh.
Oh,
especially getting
dressed up to go somewhere. Oh, yes. I mean, that was the thing to do back in the day, like to get dressed up, you know, feel pretty just to kind of, you know, take you away from the mundane things of life and just kind of go out, have a good meal, and listen to some wonderful, really, really great music. And so when I think about your music, would you say, which comes first for you? Is it the melody when you're writing a song? Is it the groove, the beat, the vibe, or the lyric?
It is usually the lyric. In the case of the song that I wrote, however, on Dreams Realized, the new CD, the melody actually came first, and then words were applied. So most often it can be something that I have composed that I hear. And then, like I said, the lyrics come afterward.
We're going to get into, we're going to do what's called a double-double. We're going to celebrate a birthday. So for those of you guys who are listening live, I see you guys are, my boards are lit up. Just press the one on the phone. This is no time to be bashful. You guys can ask Rose any question that is relevant to her as an actress, a song stylist, and songwriter. And the question that I have for you is, can you give those that are listening live maybe like a 1, 2, 3 or maybe a 1, 2 lesson? Someone says, hey, I'm listening. I love your music. I got your CD. I think I can sing, but I'm not really sure how to get into this business of music. So can you just give them like a 1, 2, 3 or ABC lesson? Like, how would one even start getting into this business of music? Because it can be a lot.
Yes, I will say that the first thing that I did was you find a venue that has an open mic. And me being a female vocalist, I would try not to go into an open mic where or a jam session where another female vocalist was singing out of respect for that vocalist. But I would find a band without a vocalist at a jam session or open mic, and sit in with them. And if the venue owner, manager, liked what you did, well, you had an opportunity to book with that manager on the spot and or get back in touch with them if you are engaging the audience. So, you know, that was my first step to doing that. Otherwise, the rest of it is kind of mechanical. You know, you got to send an email to this. Once upon a time, it was called a promo packet that you had to mail. But now it is, everything is done online digitally. So therefore, now you should, I recommend that a person create an electronic press kit, which is commonly recognized as a EPK. And, you know, snippets of your best performances and your vocals and then you send them online because people are not looking at hard copy press kits anymore.
Right. Yeah. Boy, when you said you really took me back.
Those are the two entries. Yeah.
Man, that's some really, really sage advice, you know, coming from someone who's been in this business for a really, really long time. I want to get into some of this delicious music, and I want to have you to set up two of the songs for us. So for those who are listening live, this is from Rose's brand new project that came out in December called Dreams Realized. And I love track number 3. It's called My Funny Valentine, which was made famous, but I love your take on that. And then we want to play track number 4 called Creepin'. So if you can tell the fans what these tracks are about, we'll come back with more good coffee and great chat. And we're also going to be plugging the links live on Twitter to your website as well as to your Coffee Talk Music marketing page. So if you can set this up for the fans, we'll go ahead and we'll play it for them.
Okay. Well, My Funny Valentine, of course, is on that very special day of February 14th. At least that's when most people celebrate their significant other on that day. And this particular side was put together by Wayne Boyer. And Wayne Boyer is an incredible producer, all of the instrumentation digitally, except for he plays flugelhorn. So that was live, and he did every single instrument. So I'm sure you'll enjoy My Funny Valentine. And Creepin', now, as a jazz vocalist, I will say this. Anything that I sing, whether it's pure jazz, or whether it's R&B or whether it's pop, has a jazz flavor to it because that's my center, that's my base. And so you're always going to hear that jazz influence. And that was produced by Robert Kyle in a wonderful group. So that's it.
All right, let's take a listen, shall we?
Okay.
Hear you sighing, saying you'll stay beside me. Why must it be that you always creep into my dreams? On the beach we're sitting, hugging, squeezing, and kissing. Why must it be that you always crave into my dream? When I'm asleep at night, baby, I feel those moments of ecstasy. When you're asleep at night, baby, I wonder, do I creep into your dream? Or could it be that I sleep alone in my fantasy? Guess you will be staying. So let it be that you always creep into my
don't you
approve. One who keeps tearing around. One who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I thought. Opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual play. Sure of my life, no one is there. Don't you love far? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. Where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother.
Marjane, contemporary gospel recording artist. Do you love good coffee and a great chat? Well, today is your chance to peek behind the curtain with your favorite artist. Are you celebrating a birthday? If so, join us with the Coffee Talk Jazz Radio Birthday Club. Send us a text at 562-355-0311 or email us at coffeetalkjazzradio@msn.com. We'll also give you a live shout-out and plenty of Twitter love. You never know what you might win. Call us today if it's your birthday at 347-934-0108. Be sure to follow our tweet and also follow us on Facebook. So happy birthday from Miss Bridget and the Coffee Talk Jazz crew.
Don't misunderstand. We are only strangers on our way to someone else, to some place that we forgot. just means I'm lonely. So love me till the day has and then forget we met.
Oi, eu sou Diane Marino, cantora de jazz, pianista e arranjadora. Você ama um pouco de jazz no seu café? Sintonize toda semana na Radio Los Angeles Coffee Talk Jazz, como apresentadora Bridget Lewis. Each guest brings intense passion to their music. You'll hear seasoned pros and indie artists in the mix, and you'll enjoy a buffet of genres. Listen in. You'll hear bebop, fusion, urban contemporary, classic, Brazilian and Latin flavors, with plenty of big band sounds. The show's call-in number is 1-347-934-0108. Pick up my current project, From the Heart. It's available at all national retailers. Visit my website at www.dianemarino.com and stop by the official Coffee Talk site at www.coffeetalkjazzradio.com. Enjoy the show.
Then I will understand.
Guys and dolls, we're back here broadcasting live. You listen to the very best in Blog Talk Radio here at Coffee Talk Jazz with award-winning host Miss Bridget Lewis and song stylist, actress, and vocalist. Y'all, did I say y'all? I'm from Houston. Yes, I did say that. Rose Millette is in the building. That voice, that sound, OMG. You are incredible. Okay, I'm a little biased, you guys. I mean, for real, I'm a little biased, but y'all, she can really, I mean, she can, like, sing, like the phone book sang, right? So before we get into more of your background, just really quickly, March the 8th, 2024 was International Women's Day, and what that signifies is we really want to really kind of bridge the gap, you know, free of bias and stereotype and discrimination, and, you know, we think that there should be diversity and equity and inclusion, you know, in the workplace, in the music place, and just kind of all over. So if you guys are out there listening, happy birthday. If it's your birthday, I've got a gift for you. If you call in, the board's lit up. You guys, come on now. Stop acting shy. I see y'all on the board. We've got over 300 calls on the board. Come on, y'all. Press the button. I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat room. You guys are a little bit bashful. You guys can drop a question in the chat for Rose. And I slid the other track in there, Sending the Clowns. And I was like, oh, no, I really want to play that one. So I kind of switched it up on y'all. I'm sorry, but not sorry. But anyway, so. I got to ask you this. What would you say is the key to building strong business relationships in the music community? Is there
constant,
one key?
It is communication. It is keeping in touch. that's really, really key. Keeping in touch. You know, let a person know that you're still around. And thank you notes are extremely important.
Ooh,
and anyone
wow.
who gives you an opportunity at anything, it's important to say right away, while the feeling is hot, thank you.
Wow, when you said that, you really took me back. Like my late mother, we called her Miss Sarah. My late mother would always say, it's always nice to be nice, and people don't have to do things for you. And as little girls, my sisters and I, she would always make us handwrite out our Christmas cards, handwrite a thank you note. We got married, like, write out a thank you note because people don't have to do anything, you know, for you. So we're old school. I'm in the 60s club, y'all. So, yeah, we're old school. So I agree with you on that, and I think that thank you and writing that handwritten note, I think that really goes a long way.
Yes.
Thinking about this CD, there's so many great songs on there. Do you have a favorite track? I know they're probably all your babies, though.
Uh-oh. No. No, but I will say that the one track that has a great impact on my life in terms of a message is Feeling Good. Because I was an executive secretary, well, they called it secretary then. I was an executive assistant in a public relations department at a bank. And so I decided to retire at a certain point because I was trying to work that eight-hour job, catching a train into the city of Los Angeles, having to get up at 5 and the train ride being 2 hours. And I decided, okay, it's getting more difficult to get up early in the morning and sing at night. I decided to retire, and I gave them my notice. And I'm telling you, it was before I was eligible for Social Security, but I did at least get a pension. And so I was really going on a hope and a prayer that I could continue to live in my retirement.
Yes, yes.
And when I finally made that decision, I felt free, and it really felt good.
Wow.
Some difficult situations have to be made, and you feel good afterward when you know that it's really a gift from the universe.
Wow. See, when you said that, you really took me down memory lane, because when I think about it, I said, you know what, life is such a gift, and we get this one life. We only get a chance to do it the one time. And so sometimes, you know, we sit back, we wait, we hope, you know, we ponder, and then before we know it, it's 5 years, it's 10 years, it's 15 years. And I've never been one to live in regret. I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to just do it. So first of all, kudos and hats off to you for following your dream. And so I think this is a great segue to say, is this where the title of this CD came from, A Dream Realized?
Is indeed. It is indeed.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, I've really been so blessed, and I can't, and it's nothing that I initially pursued in my early life at all. I never really thought, you know, some people say, I'm going to be a star, I'm going to be famous, and it didn't happen for me that way. It was kind of happenstance, and if I may, I was in a relationship way back in the day that was abusive, and I just decided I can't stay in this energy any longer, so I needed to take a walk. And in my walk, I happened across a cultural center where they did musicals and plays and dances. It's sort of like ABC Club, where they had all of the arts, you know, taking place. I walked in, and I hear all of this music and whatnot going on. And I walk up the stairs, and they were rehearsing for a play. And the director said, well, we're looking for another singer. Do you sing? And I sang a song for them. And they said, do you act? Well, no, I didn't think I did. But that was my very first encounter with acting. And it was the impetus for all of what I experienced today.
Wow, that is so
powerful.
Wow. you know, every time you say something, like, you take me to a different place and a different space and time, and that is such a beautiful thing. And I think that if we listen to our lives, I think that every single day, like, our lives are speaking to us, like, every day, if we would just pay attention. And it took me a long time to really trust my intuition. I believe that women have intuition and that men have instinct. And have you ever been in a situation where have you said to yourself, something feels off, something doesn't feel right, and then you went against that thing and then you were sorry later because you knew you should
have followed your
first mind, right? And so I got to give you kudos and hats off for, you know, following your bliss, if you will, and then getting into singing and acting, and look at where you are, you know, today. So can you share with our fans, like, your website? And y'all have to look at the videos because she's something special, I'm trying to tell you. Don't take my word. Look at the videos. You can see for yourself. Please give out your website.
I thank you. My website is the same as my name.com, and so that's Rose Millette, spelled with two L's and two T's, .com. And I must tell you, please forgive me, my dear daddy who's gone, but my birth name was pronounced Mallet. My father's name was Frank Mallett. Well, when my mother and I relocated to Los Angeles, I mean, after all, it was Hollywood. I was 16. I had to give it some flair, so it became Mallett.
Wow.
Well, with that said, I want to get into some more of this juicy music, but I want you to think about this question while we go to break. If you could have a steaming hot coffee with anyone, singer, songwriter, actress, past or present, who would it be and what would the conversation be? And we're going to go ahead and play the track, It's Impossible. We're going to come back and talk about that. Y'all, I still got to dig down in my treasure trophy. I got some stuff to give away, y'all. So don't let me down. Call the show, 515-605-9704, and let's listen to Rose's a single called It's Impossible from her brand new project, Dreams Realized.
Thank you. Hey, I'm songwriter and bass guitarist Robin Bramlett. Do you love good coffee and great chat? Tune in each week to Coffee Talk Jazz Radio with your host, Miss Bridget Lewis. You'll hear my music right here. I fuse jazz, funk, and soul so that it thumps and bumps. My music is a dash of old school by the ounce with a new school bounce. I've raised the bar by mixing old and new, fusing it all together. My sound is fresh and new. I deliver dynamic funk with style and emotion. To check out some samples of my upcoming CD, This Is My Life, go to my Reverb Nation page at www.reverbnation.com/Robin Bramlett 1, the number one. Again, that's www.reverbnation.com/Robin Bramlett 1. And be sure to visit the official Coffee Talk Jazz Radio website at www.coffeetalkjazzradio.com. Thanks for listening.
And guys, we are back. We thought we'd give Rose a little drum roll. You guys, we're back with my very special guest. Miss Rose is in the building. So for those of you who don't know what we do here at Coffee Talk Jazz, we love reaching out to artists and musicians all across the globe. We love to promote and market, and we really love to share their music on this national and international platform. So if you guys want to submit your music, go right to Coffee Talk Jazz Radio at msn.com. My team would love to have a conversation with you. And we're back with my very special guest. And before we went to break, before we listened to her track Impossible, I can't sing like her, but y'all, I'm trying, y'all, but we're going to let Rose do this, okay? So the question is, if you could have steaming hot, delicious cafe latte coffee with anyone, musician, pastor, present, who would it be and why?
It would be Miss Sarah Sassy Vaughn. yes, indeed. It would be Miss Sassy because as a kid listening to the radio in Chicago and her voice would come over the airwaves and I was so moved by the her range, her lows and her highs, and her lows were so very, very moving. It kind of went down into your spirit. And I do a one-woman show, a theatrical tribute to Sarah Vaughan, where I actually portray her. Now, I don't try to sound like her, but I must admit that my vocal quality in terms of the lows and highs will kind of remind you of her, but her history, how she got started at such a young age, at the age of 15, she would sneak out of her bedroom window at night, going to jazz joints, singing and playing the piano. And who at age 15 does that? You know, that's what I want to talk to her about. How did she get up the gumption to do that at such an early, innocent age? That blows my mind.
Wow. Yeah, when you say gumption, you know, isn't it funny how there's just some kids, and I'll use my sister as an example, they just know that they have a thing. They just know that they have a gift. And some people are just so bodacious to say, hey, I'm going to do it even if I get in trouble. I'll use my sister as an example, and I love the late Sarah Vaughan. I mean, what an incredible gift. And I love how you put your own spin on it because you don't sound like her, but you really honor her in such a beautiful, beautiful, you know, way. But I can definitely hear some similarities, but I love it. And I think it's incumbent upon everyone. If you can find your gift early, you've got more time to show that to the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'll use my sister for an example. She always knew from a little kid when I was outside being a tomboy, climbing trees and setting the garage on fire. Yes, that was me. I'm telling myself, come on now. I'm a real one, right? And I'd be chunking. Did I say chunking? I'm from Houston. I told you guys. I'd be chunking avocados as people would walk by. They would never know it. They'd be walking by and I kind of conk them in the back of the head with avocados, and then I'm thinking about the price of avocados, and I'm like, that's a shame.
I wish I had an avocado tree now. But the point is, my sister said, I'm going to be an international award-winning bridal designer. She said it from the time that she was like 9 or 10 years old. She never got off of that. And my late grandmother, Bertie Lee, yes, that's her real name, Bertie Lee, taught my sister how to sew, and so did my mom. So my sister started out in sportswear, but then sportswear became so popular. But what made her really switch to bridal, that was really her first love, she couldn't find a bridal gown for herself. So she says, I'm going to make myself a bridal gown. And and she did. And literally the rest is history. And she is an international award-winning bridal designer. Her studio is located close to the Grove in Los Angeles. She's been there for 37 years. And women fly in from all over the world to have her to design their gown. So I believe there's something to be said. You know, if you start early, if you start utilizing the gift that God is putting you and you develop that craft, it can take you where it can take you anywhere and everywhere. Yeah. So I applaud the late Sarah Vaughn for her gumption. I definitely applaud you, you know, for, you know, you I want to go back to when you said, you know, you're riding into LA, you know, 2 hours, you know, as a secretary for public relations, you know, at a bank. And then you did, you have an epiphany to say, you know what, like, I'm getting tired. I can't do it no more. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a chance. Right.
Yeah.
Best thing you ever did.
Yeah.
Right.
Indeed it was. And I'm still friends with my boss today.
What? Oh my gosh.
I am still friends with her. She comments on my Facebook page, and you know, for me to have that kind of relationship, it's been 2008 is when I retired. So to still have that relationship with your boss, that's special, I think.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with you, but I just think there comes a time where you just know I got to do something different. I want to do something different. Like, I was having a conversation with a very good girlfriend of mine yesterday who drove up from Lancaster and for us to have lunch, and I hadn't seen her in about 4 years. And she finally retired as a dental hygienist. And she just said, you know, I just realized, like, you know, I was 40 and then I was 50. And now I'm 62. And she says, and I just can't do it anymore. She said, I had to retire. And she said it was the best decision that she ever made, because I believe that life is to be lived and that we should not be going drudging through life, like dreading, you know, getting up and doing stuff. I'm like, I want to enjoy. Y'all can probably tell I totally enjoy this, right? This is my full-time job. I am a PR girl to the core. I have a background in marketing and communications from University of Southern California. So if y'all need some good PR, call me. I got you. Because Rose and I, we're getting ready to do some big things. We don't want to tell y'all too much, but y'all just look out because she's coming. Okay? She's coming. I'm just saying. Okay.
Thank you.
So,
you know, well, one of the key things you said enjoy, which is spelled E-N-J-O-Y. But when you live your life in joy, I-N, joy, that makes all the difference.
Listen, I feel like when you said that, you said tweet it. I'm going to do it right now. Did you say tweet it? Did you say tweet it?
Well, yes, go ahead and tweet it. Tweet that.
Because guys, we're tweeting live. Instagram is live. Everything is live. Rose's videos are up on Twitter. Beautiful, gorgeous, platinum blonde, y'all. She's sassy and sexy, okay? Don't get it twisted. Man, she's not available. Don't send me no, but she ain't available. She's taken. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Sorry, not sorry. Okay. I'm just saying, she ain't available. Okay. So I want to get into some more of this delicious music. And when I come back, I have some more good questions for you. So the next track, we're just trying to squeeze all the juice out this lemon, y'all. We're trying. Okay. So I want to play track number 2 from her brand new project, Dreams Realized. And this is called, I call it Feeling Good. It's feeling good if you're proper, but I say feeling because I'm a country girl. So can you set this up for us, and then we want to play it for the fans.
again. The band, it is also a song that was produced by Mr. Robert Kyle. And Robert Kyle is a wonderful saxophone player. No, I beg your pardon. I misspoke. Feeling Good was produced by Ron Hasley, a wonderful producer that I've known for 10,000 years. So enjoy.
Okay, is it going to load for me? Let's see. Here we go. Make sure we got our volume up nice and high. Let's take a listen, family.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Girl?
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
Yes, ma'am.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
This is guitarist Ken Navarro. Have you heard about Coffee Talk Jazz Radio? Join the Coffee Talk party each and every week with radio personality and host Ms. Bridgette Lewis. You'll experience the very best there is in diversity and talent. Get ready to hear rich, cutting-edge sounds along with contemporary jazz, smooth jazz, a touch of funk, straight ahead, modern bebop, and swing. Jazz musicians like me dig deep when they play, and we write from our souls while creating one-of-a-kind music. You'll hear lyrics, even though no one's speaking on each track. There's always a unique and undeniable message in each and every song. You'll hear music of mine like this, The Stars, The Snow, The Fire, a track from my brand new CD, Dreaming of Trains. So make it a point to be a part of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio every week with host Miss Bridgette Lewis. I'm Ken Navarro.
I still see you guys are logged on. We're super excited you guys have been a part of this award-winning show. But we're not done just yet because we're probably going to put Rose in the hot seat after singing that song like that. I'm just saying. All right. But before we do that, one of the things that has been so important to me when I started this podcast, this broadcasting 17 years ago, is our vision is to increase the profile of jazz education through listener participation and interaction. We definitely bring in the latest information about jazz festivals, award shows, concerts, music, and much more. And our guests are extraordinarily talented, as you could hear from Rose singing, and their backgrounds are so diverse. They create a style of music that's sublimely beautiful. It's always innovative. So I hope you guys are enjoying your coffee because I'm sipping on a little bit of vanilla chai latte. It's a little cool now, but I love it. So that's how I get cozy with my artists. So I want to talk about your significant other, your partner, your bae, your boo, because you singing like that, you know, I know you got somebody special. So the question is, how important is it to have a supportive partner, someone who's really behind you to say, hey, when things get tough, you know, how important is it to have that partner say, hey, baby, you know, keep going, girl, I got you. Can we talk about that for a minute? Because it can be tough
Absolutely.
In these music streets.
Absolutely. You know, I will say, you know, I mentioned earlier about being in an abusive relationship. And so
yes,
I had two failed marriages beforehand. And so I said to myself, there must be some reason that I keep choosing idiots. So I decided to take some quality time to myself to ask myself the question, what was it that I was doing wrong? And so I went really in depth for 9 years without dating anyone. And finally, I woke up and decided, okay, now I know what I want. I know what I'm willing, what I'm not willing to accept. And so I released into the universe, okay, I'm ready. 2 weeks later, I met Mr. Myron Taylor. Mr. Myron Taylor
wow.
treats me like the queen of queens of all queens, treats me
oh.
so well. And I'm just blessed. We've been together now 7 years. And
That's beautiful.
And if I may say, I met him when I was at age 70. So
you
can I just say that?
Girl.
And may I say that he's 9 years younger than I am.
Well, all right now, cool girl. Yes, ma'am. Listen,
so, Mr. Myron Taylor is wonderful.
You know,
I'm glad
I'm
I
sitting
waited.
Over here smiling like it's me, like I'm kikiing for you because we're sisters. I've been married twice, and
okay.
my first husband was he was a cocaine. He was one of the biggest cocaine dealers. In Los Angeles, I had no
wow.
idea. And he was 9 years my senior. We got a lot in common, sis. He was 9 years my
uh-huh.
senior.
Okay.
But he came under the guise of, you know, he looked the part, but he had a whole alter ego, a whole wife, a whole other life on the whole other side of town. Like, you know, I'm young, fiddling the head, green behind the ears, Similac, like I don't know. I don't know anything at 23. I had no business getting married. But remember I said at the top of the show, and I said, you know, women, we have intuition, right? And
yes.
2 weeks before, 2 weeks before, 2 or 3 weeks before the wedding, I called the wedding off. I was like, something
wow.
just cut off. I was like, I called the wedding off. I'm like, I'm not doing
mm-hmm.
it. All the gifts and everything had come into my mom's house, all this kind of stuff. And mom was like, oh, but he's such a nice guy. He can really take care of it because he looked the part. He looked at it and he was
yeah.
slick, right?
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I remember the day of the wedding, and it was cloudy and overcast, and the sky was dark. I'll never forget it. And it was Martin Luther. It was January 15th, 1983. I'll never forget the day because I wanted to get married
wow.
on a day that was very significant, and I loved the late Martin Luther King Jr. So I remember being in the vestibule, and now I'm really being country, the vestibule, if y'all don't know what that is, in a church.
That's from the East Coast.
Come on now, right? So we're in the vestibule, right? And so
yeah, well.
So they're playing Jesus Joy of Man's Desire, and this beautiful organist was playing, and, you know, the heavens seemed like they were opening. I remember them tapping on the door, and the wedding coordinator was there, my uncle was there, and they rolled out the little white roller and then the little flower petals and then the girl, and I'm peeking out. And they're like, say, come on out, come on out. And then I'm peeking around, like, and I'm not coming out the door. I'm just peeking around. Because in my gut, I'm like, something don't feel right, something don't feel right. And then they're still playing the song, the door, and I'm not moving. I'm shaking my head like no. And I'm hyperventilating at this point. I'm like no, like no. Like, so they close the doors. I'm like, no. Something's wrong. I don't know what it is. Something is wrong. And then I remember at the rehearsal dinner the night before, I think the guy's name was Greg. It was his best friend. He says, does she know? Did you tell her? Does she know? And I'm thinking, well, maybe he's sick. Maybe he's terminal. Maybe that's why he's getting married, because maybe the man's going to pass away or something, right? So, you mean, I'm dumb. I've got all this stuff in my head, you know. Things are kind of racing around. So they're still playing the music and everything, and I'm still not moving. And then finally they open the door, and my father's on the inside of the door. My father grabs my arm, and I remember almost like, you know, you're walking down the aisle, almost like digging my feet into the runner. Like, he's almost like dragging me. I knew, I was like, I shouldn't have done it. And so when you mentioned that you were in an abusive relationship, he was very, very abusive, you know, very emotional. And the one time when he put his hands on me, I'm like, I'm out. No. This is not supposed to happen. This is not the will of God for my life. And I'm like, I'm too pretty for anybody to put their hands on me. And so for anyone who's listening live, if you guys are in an abusive relationship, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, you know what, put the oxygen mask on yourself. Save your own life. Nobody's coming to rescue you, because for abusers, because what they try and do, you know, I'm telling the truth, right? What abusers do is they get you away from your family. They tell you stuff, make you believe it, and then you think you cuckoo crazy, and you know good and well. You're like, well, you know what, maybe that is true. And I'm thinking, you know, so kudos and hats off for Mr. Myron treating you like the beautiful queen, you know, that you are. I am happily single. I'm enjoying my life, and I do have time, you know, when gentlemen like to take me out, and I'm like, that's great. It's, with everything I do in this music industry, I see a lot of guys all the time, and my answer is no. I'm in the middle of the 60s club, and so I'm in what I call a settled place, but I am very happy about that. So I want to go on to the next question. And
well,
that question is, one thing about me is people know me. I am real, and I'm very genuine. There's no pretense about me. There's no airs about me at all. And this really is a platform whereby we really try and help, you know, all those who are listening live and even go back and listen to the replay. We really try and help folks, because music is therapeutic. Would you agree?
That's absolutely right. Absolutely.
Like, writing is cathartic, and music is extremely therapeutic. I mean, it helped us all get through the pandemic. How did it help you get through the pandemic? I know you probably wrote like crazy.
You know, during the pandemic, I had my own Facebook Live show, which was called Monday Serenades. So every Monday evening at 7 o'clock, I would get dressed up just like I would be on stage with my crystals and my evening dresses, and I'd go on Facebook Live, and I'd put on an hour show.
See,
that's how I got through.
Wow! And see, during that time, like, you have to be innovative, and you have to be creative, because I thought that the pandemic, you know, okay, I'm thinking, okay, it's not going to last that long. And then next thing we know, 6 months, 9 months, and then it was 2 years. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. Thank
you know,
God we're on the other side of that. Go ahead.
Indeed. I was only going to say that gave me, I gained a lot of new friends doing that, because a lot of people look forward to that Monday evening. And it was not just in my neighborhood. It was all across the U.S. It was international. And so I met a lot of people through that outlet. So it was good for me, and it was good for those who were trapped, unquote, unquote, inside, you know, wherever they were, you know. So I'm really glad that it was a positive impact for a lot of people, something to look forward to. And I was very happy to be, my ego was very happy to be a part of that impetus.
Wow. See, when you said that, when you said trapped, I don't know if I felt trapped. I just felt like, you know what, we're in a different world, and the world will never be the same as we know it, because, I mean, people were losing their minds. I mean, so much crazy stuff happened, you know, during the pandemic. And I just believe that it really revealed people's real personalities, people's real motives. And a lot of people split up during that time. A lot of people got married during that time. A lot of people passed away during that time. A lot of music was written, you know, during that time. And so I said, there's a lesson to be learned, everything. And I look for the lessons and the blessings, and then I move on from there. So I want to get into another delicious track. Did I say delicious in my deep voice? Yes, I did, y'all. I'm going to get into another delicious track. But before I do that, I want to pose this question to you, and then I want you to think about it. And then we're gonna come back. Y'all, I really want to give some away. Y'all, come on now. Walk us through a typical day, because I know your day is fun. So I want you to think about that. And I want to play the track Rock Me Baby. And if you can set up Rock Me Baby for the fans, we'll go ahead and we'll play it. And we'll tweet some more, and we'll put some more live stuff on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing over here, y'all.
Well, Rock Me Baby, we all need a little, some blues, you know, some uplifting blues, some Rock Me Baby, some, you know. And this one was produced by, again, Robert Kyle, and the saxophone, not the saxophone, but also is Nolan Saheed is on this, is on the trumpet. And so it's wonderful. Well, enjoy it, y'all. I think it's wonderful. You may. I hope so, too.
All right, here we go.
Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me all night long. I want you to rock me, baby, like my back ain't got no bone.
way. Ooh, ooh. Want you to rock me, baby.
Hi, this is Marco.
And this is Stan.
And we are the Smooth Jazz Alley.
And you can listen to our music right here on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio.
We are back. It is a beautiful, cool Sunday. If you guys have not changed your clock, you know, we fall, spring forward and we fall back, so we're springing ahead. So you guys make sure that you change your clock. We're back with my very special guest, the incomparable jazz vocalist. Oh, my goodness. Girl, ma'am, you are the absolute truth, my dear. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you.
You do
thank
it for
you.
Me. You absolutely
I appreciate that.
Do it. You absolutely do it for me. If someone wants to book you for a virtual event, to come out to the physical location, tell us again, where can they find you? Phone numbers, emails, all the other good stuff. How can they find you? Because you need to be performing on a constant basis. And she is, y'all. I'm she busy, but she can be busy. I'm just saying. Okay. Where can they find you?
Thanks. My website is the place to go. As I mentioned, it's rosemallet.com, rosemallet.com, either way you want to pronounce it. I'll answer to either one of them. and it gives you the ability to send me an email for an invitation to either do private events or venues. And I will say that currently I perform on a weekly basis at two venues here in the Palm Springs area. Every Tuesday from 6:30 to 9:30, I'm at the Purple Room Supper Club, the premier entertainment spot here in Palm Springs. And secondarily, I'm at Vicky's of Santa Fe every Saturday from 5 until 7. And I've been at both places for more than 7 years. So they keep inviting me back in my band. It's a live band, and we just have such a good time. I don't hire people who have negative spirits, and so we're just having a great time, and it really, really shows. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah,
wow.
My website will give you the calendar and all of that stuff.
That's beautiful. So I love your bubbly, positive spirit. As I mentioned before, you know, we get this one life to do it how we choose and we please. And you know what? Why not doing something that you absolutely just love. And so the question before we went to the break was, walk us through a typical day in your life, because it seems so exciting. So inquiring minds want to know, what's a day like for you?
You know what a day like? Yeah, I must admit, I am not a person of real good habit and regimen. Every day is kind of different. You know, I try to incorporate a little bit of meditation. That's the word I'm trying to come up with. Many years ago, I was introduced to transcendental meditation. So I try to keep, you know, that in my life, whether it's early in the morning or midday, just to find a quiet time. And ironically, whenever I do that, I really don't have to think about what I'm supposed to do next. It feels like the universe is like, okay, you're supposed to write, you're supposed to rehearse, and all of those things just unfurl naturally. So I don't have a regimen, but I can attribute that to meditation. That gets my day started.
All right.
I don't know if you're looking for any more. So, I mean, with this, there's plenty of rehearsals to be done. I don't have a manager, so that I'm constantly on the computer, you know, arranging this and, you know, arranging this meeting and arranging that and scoping out new venues. And this coming March the 20th, actually, I'm doing my one-woman show that I told you about, Songs of Sarah, which is a tribute to... So Jazz 88.3 FM in San Diego at San Diego City College, that's where I will do my next performance, and so they're hosting that event. So I'm always looking for a nice place to go. I would like to do it not only nationally, but I would love to do Sarah internationally as well. So knock, 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 if you will.
Boy, I so agree with you on that. So I want to play one last track, and y'all, I told you I was going to try and squeeze all the juice out the lemon. I just want to whet you guys' appetite. We want you guys to come out and support her, you know, see her live, share her website, share her Coffee Talk Music marketing page. I don't want to give too much away. I'm bubbling over, so I won't give too much away, but we're working on some things, T-H-A-N-G, working on some things. Okay, that's all I'm going to say for now.
Thank you.
So we're working on some things. So I think the last track that I want to play is, let me step in there. We loaded everything on here. If I Never Sang Another Song and Ain't Nobody, you know, I'm going to let you pick between the two. So we can play Ain't Nobody or If I Never Sang Another Song. You pick and then we'll play it for the fans.
Okay. Well, Ain't Nobody, of course, that's Chaka Khan's tune of my cover of her tune. But If I Never Sing Another Song has a special message to my life. If I get to a place that I cannot sing another song, I must feel satisfied. I heard Shirley Bassey sing this. This is the one, this is the message. If there's something that you love to do that you cannot do any longer for whatever reason, feel full of what you have done and you have produced thus far. You've been blessed.
All right, well, let's take a listen, shall we?
Thank you.
In my heyday, young men wrote to me. Everybody seemed to have time to devote to me. Everyone I saw, for they knew me, once upon a song, vain attraction, couldn't buy a seat. A celebrity, celebrities would die to me. I've had every accolade bestowed on me, and so you see, if I never posing, but you love.
Hi, this is Mindy Kanter, flautist, keyboardist, songwriter, and composer. Have you heard about Coffee Talk Jazz Radio with radio personality and host Bridget Lewis? She brings listeners the best there is in musical diversity and talent. You'll get a chance to peep behind the curtain and get up close and personal with your favorite artist. You'll experience world-class contemporary Latin, gospel, straight-ahead, and smooth jazz greats all right here at Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. Our show's call-in number is 1-347-934-0108. Our show link is www.blogtalkradio.com, Ms. Bridget Lewis. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/coffeetalkjazz, and check us out at our official website at www.coffeetalkjazzradio.
Guys and dolls, we extended the show. We are back. We have been broadcasting live on this beautiful, cool Sunday with my very special guest, actress, jazz vocalist, Chicago, Illinois' own Rose Millette has been in the building, and we want you guys to support her work. We want you guys to spread the love, to spread the word, the music, the jazz, and everything in between. So I'm going to leave you with last words before we take it out with a song. What do you want our guests to know most about you? There's so much to know, but what's one little teeny tiny little nugget you want to leave them with before we take it out?
You know, do it for the love. Don't do it because you think that it's the popular thing to do. Do it because it's the love and the thing that stimulates your joy. That's what's most important. So that's what I would say. I always end my performances by saying, stay joyful.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. You are incredible. You and I are going to be in touch very shortly. I thank you so very much for being my very special guest. Please thank Myron for allowing you to share part of your Sunday with us. And I want to say, with music in our hearts and with jazz in our souls, we want to thank you, our friends, fans, and supporters, for making Coffee Talk Jazz award-winning and number one. We love you for listening, and we'll see you next time. We're going to go ahead and take it out with Cascade by trumpeter Ron King. Enjoy your Sunday, guys. Thanks, Rose.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.